notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', welcome, I'm feeling Sillian, pure living, me and little seeds. Malibu sea breeze, palm peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest. Well, bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell. It stands for Cats and Burst Fidel. Inhale, make you feel really like Tony, Tony, Tony. Pick up in your little like pony. Yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up the blow. Yeah. Try to style, slide wrong with a hoe. Yeah. And Scotty Dada, Dada, player, stay virgin. Game so tight, you call it virgin.
Awesome, awesome. Good evening, everybody. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus preview show. And we're aired on every Wednesday and on Blog Talk Radio as well as awesome Facebook. There's individuals checking me out on Facebook. I appreciate those individuals. We also have it on Twitter, which is Periscope, as well as Instagram. And we're also recording on Anchor Podcast. So we have an outstanding show plan for tonight, and we're using each one of these mechanisms to make sure we get the word out. Let's start off with Facebook. For those individuals on Facebook, you have no problem. You understand what facebook.com/DRLDRBERTOSMITH is the way to get in touch with me. You may be friends. If not, you just may be roaming and checking it out. On Instagram, you have Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 15. Also on Twitter, you have Lorenzo D. Smith, 15. So again, those are ways to make contact with us. This is the way we're broadcasting and getting the word out. We are a vessel. Talking Sports Plus, the voice of historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, if you want to email the show, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. If possible, if you want to tweet the show, you can go talkingsportsplus with the number one at Lorenza D. Smith. Then the show also will be aired on demand through Facebook as well as Instagram. We're going to also do it on Twitter as well as Anchor Podcast, which we're going to transfer to each one of those areas I just mentioned. Also, we're going to give you a chance to go to Google Plus and check it out, as well as LinkedIn, GroupMe, as well as Twitter, as I said earlier. So we have a lot going on, and we appreciate having this opportunity on wonderful Wednesday, hump day, if you say. And it's always a great opportunity to come before you and share some hot sports topics in regards to historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle schools, as well as look at some things on the Power Five, Group of Five, as well as Division Two, Division Three, NAIA as well. We focus on several aspects of the Coach's Corner. We may look at certain topics, specifically that hot topics that's going on now. So it's a great opportunity. Now, I'll go back to August 27th of 2017. It was our first short aired, and we was aired on a different network. Our producer was totally different. We appreciate that person. We was aired out of South Florida, and I was so excited to have an opportunity to kind of work with that individual, Tanisha Simpkins. She has her own network. She has a lot of things that's going on with her down in South Florida, but she worked as our producer. We give her credit where the credit's due. We're not going to take away credit from anybody because they played a part with it. And here, we skip forward to 2 years later. We're still on the air. We're broadcast every Wednesday. We have the edition of the previous show, which is I'm going to spend time sharing thoughts about what's going to be on that primetime show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, the call-in number for that 8 o'clock show is 347-857-4192. You want to go to the web link just to listen to the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Productions. So again, we're really excited about having the chance to just talk with you, just share some hot sports topics, just give you an opportunity to chat back with us, because you can do that. If you use the call-in number, as I've mentioned, 347-857-4192, you can just press 1. Once you call in, press 1, and we'll identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we'll ask you to give us your name, location, and offer your comments, questions, or expertise. That's how you can really be a part of the show through the chat line. So we want to make sure you be a part. Have all avenues to make sure you're able to talk and share your thoughts as well. This week, title of our 8 o'clock show is Week 3. We love some football. And we're going to talk about it. Now, my co-host has joined me at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I want to make sure I mention each and every one of their names. Hails from North Alabama, up in the Huntsville area. The head coach of Chapman Middle School, that's Coach Tremaine King Edwards. Hails here in Central Alabama, our lady of the hour, our millennium, that's Coach Lauren D. Smith, as well as Coach Cameron Giermer, and just south of Montgomery in a little area called Luverne, Alabama, is our retired. He was the associate director of the High School Athletic Association, and that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. And we also have, last but not least, we have our conductor of the E-Train. He's our radio personality. He's a Don King of all things. That's Daryl E. Train Elliott. Those individuals are co-hosts. They join me. And from time to time, some are on here every week, and some come when they make the availability. Because this is volunteer. We ask you to volunteer and be a part of this. If you want to be a part of it, give me a call. My office number is 334-467-3. 7261. Give me a call. If you can't get me, leave me a message, and I'll get back with you, and I'll talk with you and share your thoughts. You say, I want to play a part with this, and we really want you to play a part of this. This is a great opportunity. God bless us with this vessel, and we give him all the praise for allowing us to come this far, or thus far, in regards to this. So we thank him for letting us do this on Wonderful Wednesday, Hump Day, on every day when we have a show. Now, we have several other shows that's going on. On tomorrow night, we have the Ministry Shannon Show, hosted by Ministry Shannon Hendricks People, co-hosted by Elder Kendall McKnight. And that show focuses on today's life issues. And they're going to have a hot topic tomorrow. And I'm going to share it with you before I get out of here and close it up. We only do about 30 minutes in the previous show. Again, week three. It's time for some football. And we love some football. And it's going on. And some, a lot of the high school, middle school, everybody is cranked up, ready to go. Now, these are some things we're going to touch bases on tonight. And I just want to share with you. We're going to discuss the post-Labor Day Classic. It was an outstanding classic. Historical black colleges and universities football at its best. The bands, the pageantry, the tailgating. It was awesome. Over at Alabama State University, there was a game between Alabama State University and Tuskegee University, one of the longest and the oldest rivalry between black college football. They've been playing a long time against each other, so it's been exciting. They used to play it on Turkey Day, but they moved it to Labor Day, and the stadium was filled with individuals. There was over 27,000 individuals that was there, you know, and it just was awesome. It was awesome. I'm also having some reconnection problem on Facebook as well as with our Instagram. So, but we're going to work with you. It's trying to reconnect on Facebook. So don't give up on me, those individuals that's waiting, and hopefully we'll get it back. We're just having a few connection problems, and we're going to make it do what it do. That's what it's all about. Now, I will continue on letting you know what's going on right here. We're going to also look at the SWAT game between Alabama A&M and Arkansas Pine Bluff. It was an outstanding game. However, it was, there was a loss by Alabama A&M. The game was hosted by Alabama A&M, and it's a game that plays an important role in the standing. Alabama A&M was ranked third, and possibly could have finished second or possibly first in the conference, but that loss meant major to them. So it was something that we're going to talk about. We're still trying to reconnect on Facebook. Don't give up on me. We're going to move forward and try to make sure we eliminate this problem as we run into the connection of with our internet. So we're going to continue to move forward. So we're going to look at how that loss would affect the standing in the Eastern Conference of the Southwest Athletic Conference, called the SWAC. We're also going to look at some spotlight players of the week. We're going to spotlight some players of the week. You had ASU, Alabama State University, Michael Jefferson, 3 touchdowns. He was recognized on basically, if you checked out the college football final, it was played after the always come after the games on Saturday night. He was recognized, received a helmet sticker. So that's outstanding. Michael Jefferson from Alabama State University with 3 touchdowns. We had from Mississippi Valley, outstanding individual who gave a great performance. Tracy Tompkins, he was outstanding. On Saturday night, we had UAPB, which is University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. Looked like I lost my connection. So those individuals, I'm gonna try to reconnect while I continue to talk and make sure we get there, because the connection failed. And I don't want to lose you. Make sure you get back online, because I'm gonna use another setting to see can I get Facebook up again while I continue to talk and talk about some of the things. But I still have those individuals being aired on. Being aired on Instagram, which I'm holding up pretty good. And I see I'm a recognized P. Murphy 2275. She's joining us, and I'm gonna wave at that person. Then I have Shay _Boogie, which is Shani Brown. Thank you, Shani, for joining us. And we're trying to get our Facebook back up. And I want you to make sure you check it out. Come back, as I told you, come back as he was leaving off, and hopefully you was able to hear me. The camera is trying to access that, and we're going to continue with it, and we're going to have some fun. So rejoin us. and I saw four or five names. When I lost you, you can call back. You know, Brown, Stevens, Smith, Sherrod. I'm calling out the names right now so you can try to reconnect so you can still be a part of the show. Also, you have Josh Pernitsky for University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, had an outstanding performing on Saturday, as well as Harry Ballard. All of these individuals selected is SWAC Football Player of the Week, so we want to recognize those individuals. So again, I'm inviting those individuals back as friends. Come back, even though we lost you, we want you back. We don't want you to be left out. So come back with us, and if not, be new additions added to it, and we're going to continue to share our information, and anything you miss, we're going to try to try to make a point to kind of put this back out later on so you can have your thoughts on that as well. We also want to look at some coaching corner. We call it Coach's Corner, where we talk about some hot button topics that occurred in sports during the week. Whatever conference might be Power Five, might be Group of Five, as well as might be your historical black college and university. One topic we want to take time, we want to focus on, is the topic dealing with the game between LSU and Texas. An outstanding game. LSU won the game, right at 45-37. And I think we had a situation where the game was nip and tuck. LSU quarterback was 37 for over 407 yards. Joe Burrows. So he had a chance to hit us hard. He looked well, and that puts him up possibly talk about the Heisman. It's a possibility. Also, LSU vaulted from jumped from 6 to number 4. So is there one of the top 4 best teams? You know they have to play Alabama. They're going to have to play Georgia. Those schools got to play Florida. Got to play those schools down the line. So we'll kind of see how this continues. There's a hot new offense at LSU. Texas surprised a lot of people. They said they have arrived, and apparently they haven't arrived. So they're still back to the drawing board to make sure they be successful in the Big 12 conference over there with Oklahoma, who's run away with teams. We also want to look at the LSU performance. Should they fall Alabama or either Clemson to move up maybe second or first? That's something we're going to talk about tonight. Then we're going to just again talk about Joe Burrows from LSU being mentioned in the Heisman conversation after week 2 and his performance. Like I said, 31 of 37 passing, 407 yards, 17 yards. That's outstanding. He had an awesome weekend. So we just want to kind of look at that, and we want you to offer your point of view. The call-in number for our show at 8 o'clock is, I got another phone just kind of doing his own thing now on Instagram. We're hibernating over here, and we lost that connection. But we're going to be, when things begin to happen, you just don't give up. You keep on grinding. You keep on talking. You keep on sharing your thoughts. You keep on working. My hashtag is keep on grinding. So you make sure you are. Figure I start getting calls and everything start happening when you try to make things do what it do. No problem. Again, call in number 347-857-4192. That's for the show at 8 o'clock. You call in and you want to be heard, you just press the number 1 and I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll come back and ask you to give us your name, your location. So I'm still going to try to get everything up and going here. So don't give up on me, because I'm not going to give up on you, you know? So we want to make sure we get this to working like it's supposed to. And it's all good to have a chance to be able to broadcast. But these are some of the issues that comes up when you're broadcasting. But it's all good. We're back live. We're trying to get a connection there. So I do appreciate those individuals joining us. So Latasha, I thank you for holding it to the best and coming back and joining us. I want those other individuals who was on the line first before we lost connection to rejoin us as well. We also want to look at when individuals talk about a team performing at a high level, LSU, we're going to Do they have the capability, or do they have a chance to beat Alabama this year? Because they're going to play toward the end, somewhere around in late October, and you're going to, you know, late November, you'll get a chance to see them play. Do they have a chance to beat Alabama after handing Texas a real embarrassing loss? So we want to we're going to talk about that. Coles and I, we're going to talk about that. Tennessee is sinking like the Titanic. Tennessee is sinking like the Titanic. And that's what their coach said, you know? So we want to talk about that, exactly what he meant by that. He just gave his opinion. He feel like he got players that leave in the program, players not willing to give what they're supposed to give, and they're just trying to transfer and get out of there as fast as they can. So what can they do to stop the ship from sinking? What can they do to stop the ship from sinking? The Titanic. You remember the Titanic? When it went down, a lot of people went down. And the thing about it, the ship is in Tennessee is going down. We're going to talk about that as well. Should Florida State fire Willie Taggart? He's the head coach of Florida State, and they won a ball game. Yes, but if they're not performing at the level they should be performing. Florida State is one of the teams, we might go back and say, we're thinking about the 90s or 2000, and even in 2010, because they won a national championship within 2010s. And it's something to think about. Jameis Winston was there. Now, they're really struggling just to get where they need to be. They're not performing at the level, and they're not even mentioned in the same breath with Clemson, as well as a lot of other teams in the ACC. But still, Florida State at one time was more dominant in the ACC than Clemson ever believed it could be. But time does change. But however, is it time to look at a new coach at Florida State University? We're going to do some week three picks. We got three games that we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on Florida versus Kentucky. Kentucky lost their starting quarterback. So you make your pick from there. Terry Wilson meant a lot to Kentucky, but they lost him. So we're looking at a situation where that quarterback, their starting quarterback, won't be there for Kentucky. We have Clemson at Syracuse. Syracuse have beaten Clemson the last 2 years, one or two years ago. I'm trying to recall it. You know, it's a couple of years ago, and gave them fits last year. Even though Clemson won the ball game, they lost the quarterback in that game. But he came back. Trevor Lawrence came back, and the backup was able to push the button and end up leading the team to a victory. So we're gonna make some projections on that. We're gonna look at Alabama at South Carolina, which is 11 o'clock game. So check it out. Now, again, you want to be a part of the show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Call in, press 1. I identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to identify who you are, where you're calling from, and give us your comments, give your expertise, ask your question. All right, we're going to move to some high school storyline as well. We're going to talk about the Alabama High School Athletic Association performance team that performed great during week two. We'll look at some of those teams. We also discussed the Jefferson Davis, which is a local setting. Somebody said, okay, you're talking local. But we're going to talk some local things within the state of Alabama. We're going to talk about Jefferson Davis High School football team performance against Robert E. Lee High School football team, and the score was like 59-3, which was embarrassing. And a lot of people calling for Coach Harder, actually calling Coach Carter in some form or fashion to be removed from the position as head coach. We'll see. I'm just saying fans are doing that. Fans feel it's early enough, but that's based on 3 or 4 years of scheduling. For 4 years, he's been there and hadn't been very successful, winning 4 or 5 games for a storybook. I'll say storybook. High school program, Jefferson Davis High School, is not good enough. We also want to look at this. There was a safety piece added to a helmet in Birmingham, the Jefferson County area. And we want to know, could this Alabama invention revolutionize football training and limited head injuries? And this is a piece added to the helmet that connects to the shoulder pad. And whenever it has a sensor in, and when there's contact with the head, go back too far, there's a signal sent to the shoulder pad and we got a reaction to it. This is something just invented, and it'll be seen on several high school teams that's coming up in the next few weeks. So we'll see what it works. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see how, what kind of impact it will be in stopping our young people from being into catastrophic injuries, head injuries and that, and neck injuries and all of that, spinal injuries. See, this is what the purpose of. So we'll keep an eye out for the about that, but we're going to talk about it as well. But we also are going to give information regarding the rankings in the South Carolina High School Athletic Association, or high school ranking. We're going to look at South Carolina. We look at the top 10. And I'm going to run down a few of them. I got about 5 minutes before we're shutting down, so we'll move to the 8 o'clock show. In South Carolina, I'm going to get the top four in the Class 4A, which is Bryerness, Goose Creek, South Point, Greenwood. Those are top four in 4A. In 3A, Mirror Beach, Hartville, top two in 3A. In 2A, we have Abbeville and Dillon. Those are the top two in the 2A. In the Class 1A, which is the smallest class they have, they only have four classes. You have Allendale, Fairfax, and Christian Church make up the top two in that. So those are the teams that make up South Carolina rankings in the top 10. We're going to say the top 10 teams within their rankings. I'm going to take time to look at some Tennessee, because those individuals in Tennessee like to hear about their football rankings as well. We have number one, Oakland. Their record so far is 3-0. Number two is Ravenwood. Number three is Maryville. We're talking about the state of Tennessee high school football. Arcola, McCauley, Memphis University School, Brentwood Academy, along with Whitehaven, Innsworth, and Knoxville Catholic. Those are top 10 in the state of Tennessee. So we're going to kind of look at those. Now, what we try to do, two a week. Now, we have some other ones we can look at, but I don't want to look at those because we want our show to focus on some of these strong topics that we have. And we want you to join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Again, this is our preview show for Talking Sports Plus. Now, if you want to just listen to the show, go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And I gave you the call and number. I'll give it to you again, 347-857-4192. We'll be broadcast by Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, and we'll come back with Instagram. So we're going to have those three vehicles operating at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. My team will be with me then. Just a few notes about tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we have our show at 8 o'clock entitled The Ministress Shannon Show. Focus on just plain old daily life issues. And she's going to come. Her co-host on that show is Elder Ken Nomak Knight. That's Ministress Shannon Hendricks People, hosts the Ministress Shannon Show. And her co-host is Elder Kendall McKnight. It's aired at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is the same, and they're going to focus basically on just Plato life issues. Now, they actually sent me a topic, and I want to make sure I share that topic with you all, what it's going to be, because I want you to call in tomorrow night so you can be a part of that show as well. The topics they're going to be discussing tomorrow night is the topic. Is it okay to ask the black man what he is bringing to the table on the first date? That's their topic. I'll read it again. Is it okay to ask the black man what he's bringing to the table on the first date? We're going to have an outstanding discussion tomorrow. A chat if you want to call it. I want you to be a part of it. Make sure you're ready to join. Make sure you're ready to have some fun. That's Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, the Ministry Shannon Show. It'll be hosted by Ministry Shannon Hendricks People, co-hosted by Elder Kendall McKnight. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then we'll roll back again, and we're going to do part two of our show from last night. We're going to do it on next Tuesday, because we got to alternate and make sure I won't be doing all four. I'm doing four this week. We only like to try to keep three a week, four shows a week. And that's the Dr. Lowe Show. Next Tuesday will be aired at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the title that we'll be working with again, which will be a part two, Are You Ready for a Real Relationship? We started off talking some real positive things. Our time ran out. We had a technology problem at the end of the show, but we're coming back with part two because I have people texting me. I want to hear. We want to need to talk about certain topics that you shared. You know, whether or not as a possible candidate, do you interview to be in a relationship? Do you interview while you're being in a relationship? Are you ready for a relationship? That'll be Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Also, to kind of follow up on a note, I noticed we have a tour set up, and it will be taking place on October the 9th of 2019 in Jonesboro, Georgia. It's the Real Relationship Tour, Real Talk About Relationships. And we have 6 to 8 people serving as panelist guests that's going to be talking about relationship issues. Some of the issues we're talking now, we're going to share them. Dr. Smithway Production is the host of that. We're going to have it at the Lake Spivey Golf Club in Jonesboro, Georgia. The time of the show is 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll last for 2 hours. We have food. We'll have our non-alcoholic drinks, but we also will have the alcohol level drinks as well. It's a charge because it's the facility handling that. So we want you to be a part of it. Jonesboro, Georgia, on October the 9th, 2019, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time at the Lake Spivey Golf Club. So we look good to do that. We look good and excited. And now the cost. You say, well, what's the admission? The cost is $15 in advance and $25 the day of the show. So we look forward to doing that. If you're in that area, check us out on October the 19th, 2019. That's a big day because that's the day Clark of Atlanta play their homecoming. So hopefully we have some people filter from there because a lot of activities is part of that. We're going to hopefully we can blend it in and let all those Clark Atlanta alumnus come and check it out. So we look forward to doing that. All right, it's time to kind of shut this thing off so we can move forward. I just want to give a shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook. It's several individuals. I'm going to give you a shout out in a minute, but I want to mention we did have a couple people. We had P. Murphy joining us on Instagram, but we lost them. And I rebooted it up, and they didn't rejoin us. We have Shay underscore Boogie, which is Shani Brown. Thank you, Shani, for joining us on Facebook. Let me give a shout out to those individuals. You know, I always try to get myself caught up, but I look at it, and I let the top two always get me, but that's Adrian Burkett. Thank you, Adrian, for joining us. We have Terrence Babyhead Gibson, my president down from the chapter I'm in, Rho Sigma out of Miami, Florida. That's my chapter of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. He's the past president, immediate past president, the Honorable Terrence Babyhead Gibson. We also have got another reconnection. Man, I tell you, we have some problems. We have Jennifer Salters. I'm going to try to get them in. Patricia Gregory, Latasha Stevens. Tell Chase to keep on grinding. Shawana Martin, Artavius, one of my former ball players from middle school, and also one of my fraternity brother, Artavius Williams. Maria Ed Canarcho. Thank you so much, Maria. You're Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod. Stacy Herbert, another one of fraternity brothers. Thank you so much, frat brother. Stacy Herbert, one of my former players as well, and McKenzie. William Scott, how you doing, Mr. Scott? Honorable Mayor, past Mayor of Mosses, Alabama, William Scott. Wanda Ware Franklin, Sierra Washington, and Steve Rogers. How you doing, Steve Rogers? He's an assistant coach at Alabama State University. Thank you, Steve. I'm sorry we're losing the connection here, but it's about time to shut it off. So what I want to make sure I give you my hashtag, the hashtag that we're always dealing with is, and we're gonna play a little bit of this music as we get ready to shut it down. And as well as I give you my hashtag, my hashtags are, and we'll move to that point, keep on grinding. The second hashtag, communicate for understanding. And the last thing that I always share as we get ready to close out, it is, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. I'm going to see, can we play some music in here to kind of close this thing out? Because it have a tendency to play its own. I don't want it to do that. So we'll make sure we get some music as we close it out. Slowly, let me stroll down here and find something that's real nice that y'all would like to hear. All right, maybe I have to stroll back up. Come on now, as we close this out. All right, technology is shut down on my Facebook, but join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I still have you on Twitter, and I still have you on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us, for those individuals. If you can flip over right quick, it's fine to do that. If not, join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's awesome to have you here. We look forward to having you back with us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.